from the State Library of Western Australia and also an experimental musician.
I'll just start by saying that there's an extraordinary amount of what I'm going to be talking about in this paper that has been touched on or covered by other papers this morning, so it seems like an excellent context for the discussion of these issues, which are certainly not unique to this particular project. So the Western Australian New Music Archive, or WNMAR, so when I'm talking about WNMAR, I'm talking about the acronym, just to make it, because it's rather a mouthful. Is a funded ARC linkage research project involving the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts at Edith Cowan University, the State Library of Western Australia, and Perth organisation Tura New Music. ABC Classic FM and the National Library of Australia are also contributing to the project. The project will produce a digital repository and interface of new music by Western Australian composers, covering from 1970 to the present day. It seeks to discover, collect, collate, digitise, store and disseminate music recordings, video documentation and scores and other evidence pertaining to Western Australian new music. This digital archive will be housed on the State Library's server and be accessible through the State Library website. New music refers to experimental, exploratory music as opposed to music created recently. And the definition we have adopted for the Western Australian New Music Archive is that used by the Australian Music Centre to define composition in sound. It includes notated composition, electroacoustic music, improvised music including contemporary jazz, electronica, sound art, installation sound, multimedia web and film sound, and related genres and techniques. The curation of WNMAR will continue to be guided by and confront the challenges presented by such a broad definition, with a focus on constructing a representative canon of Western Australian new music history from 1970 to the present day. Furthermore, a current drawback of existing databases is the limited nature of music genres and artefacts included. Generally, archives cultivate paper scores and, in some cases, recordings of these. Music has moved beyond these paradigms and into areas of improvisation or non-notated music, installation, which has physical and visual elements as well as sonic aspects, and applied music for dance, film, and the internet. WNMAR includes materials that reflect the contemporary recognition of improvisation and sound art as composition, and therefore the role of recordings as an alternative score and video as an important documentation device for sound art. Western Australia has had a vibrant new music scene for many years, having long contributed to the wider Australian musical context by producing some of Australia's most important musical figures. These include internationally renowned sound artist Alan Lamb, composer and declared national treasure Roger Smalley, composers Ross Bolliter, Jonathan Mustard, Kathy Travers, Lindsay Vickery and Cat Hope, to name a few. And since its establishment in the mid-1980s, Perth organisation Tura New Music has played a central role in supporting new and exploratory musical endeavours in Western Australia. This takes the form of organising performances by local and international artists, securing funding, assisting with promotion, and supporting the creation, development, and presentation and distribution of new music for artists, organisations, and audiences. However, despite the intense level of activity in Western Australia, the wealth of national archival information on new music and its creators is currently based around artists from other states. There is a general lack of awareness of the range of musical activity in Western Australia, and the future launch of the WA New Music Archive will make this far more visible and accessible. There are issues of artistic and as well as historical judgment in the determination of the authenticity and reliability of materials archived that make WNMAR a curated collection. Chief Investigator, Associate Professor Cat Hope from the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts and Tos Marney from Tura New Music have a detailed knowledge of Western Australian new music practice and have led the WNMAR research since a pilot project was established in 2009. This was when Tura New Music made their entire collection available for an archival digitisation project, along with their extensive database of Western Australian composers and sound artists. The Western Australian New Music Archive will initially incorporate this body of material, which includes audio, video, scans of documents, album covers, newspaper clippings, and other ephemera. We will then scope possibilities for other materials to be included as the project progresses. Marnie's interest and ongoing support for regional agendas for new music has also been vital in maintaining OneMa as a truly state-based collection, as opposed to a collection from the city of Perth and its surrounds. And on this topic, one of the many challenges for our archive project has been the definition of Western Australian. Although it applies largely to printed matter, the policy governing the collection of heritage materials by the State Library of Western Australia has applications for our decision-making process. Their criteria are: a significant proportion of the content is about Western Australia. The work was written or created by a person born in Western Australia and or has spent a significant amount of time living in Western Australia. It was published or created in Western Australia, was written or created by a corporate body identified as primarily Western Australian, or it was produced in or about the Indian Ocean Territories. It is immediately apparent that there is a degree of discretion involved in these criteria: significant proportion, significant amount of time, primarily Western Australian. And those curating the archive must make decisions about what constitutes significant. There are also arguments for including material for which there is a less obvious Western Australian component. For instance, recordings or ephemera related to Western Australian premieres of international works, significant performances by international and interstate composers and performers, particularly if local artists were also on the bill. A good example of this is John Rose, the extremely prolific experimental violinist from Sydney, whose work is included in the body of material digitised by Tura. John Rose was perhaps inadvertently instrumental in the formation of Tura New Music, a process which began when Perth flautist and improviser Tos Marnie attended and performed at John Rose's Relative Band Festival, which is a festival of experimental music, in Sydney in 1984. Using this event as a model, Marnie organised the inaugural Perth Festival of Improvised Music at the Praxis Gallery in Fremantle in April of 1985. This festival brought together local, interstate and international experimental musicians for a series of public performances and workshops. After a second successful festival in 1986, Marnie founded EVOS Music, an organisation named to reflect and support the idea of music as a constantly evolving art form. In 1997, in conjunction with the inaugural Totally Huge New Music Festival, which is a festival of experimental music in Perth, EVOS Music evolved into Tura New Music, which remains the peak body for experimental music in Western Australia. John Rose has performed in Perth for Tura on many occasions, most recently in 2010 for the Sounds Outback Festival at Wagano in regional Western Australia. So although Rose has never lived in WA and his recordings are not, for want of a better way to put it, WA themed, his work, performances and involvement in experimental music networks has certainly had an impact on the development of new music in Western Australia. Also implicit in such interconnections is the critical importance of a community of practice which frames the composition, performance and consumption patterns of Western Australian new music. Discussing communities of practice in the creative industries in Italy, Marco Bettiol and Silvia Sedita argue that communities of practice develop a pool of skilled people within which it is feasible to develop projects. Communities of practice improve knowledge sharing and help the development of a common identity and social relationships. It is not just a matter of know-how, but of who knows what that is at the heart of a community of practice. In our perspective, this role of knowing about each other's work is necessary to select and further involve qualified people in the project. Projects do not develop in a vacuum, but within a social structure. Our archive is designed to be sufficiently nuanced to allow for investigation of these features and, to some extent, the establishment of the influence of key events and performances on the genesis of artworks that follow. It is hoped that this will enable explorations of the rich interrelationships and communication channels between creators, performers, events, genres, venues and organisations in WA's musical heritage. An important element of OneMar has been the close link of archival materials to actual performances that have taken place in Perth, a characteristic reflected in the nature of Tura New Music's collection used in the pilot study. This element will continue to mark part of the OneMar project into the future by actually fueling future growth. With the involvement of the ABC Classic FM team of producers, audio engineers and presenters in the forthcoming phase of the archives implementation, an ongoing commitment to recording and broadcasting new concerts of Western Australian works, new or newly discovered, and feeding them back into the archive is innovative in conception and serves as a model for future living archives. In addition, Tura New Music's ongoing involvement will ensure public awareness of the project through their marketing support. This will also apply for the ABC concerts. As public awareness increases, there are more communications around OneMar and its mission, so there are increased opportunities for holders of collections to learn about the project, use the archive and come forward, thus expanding the content of the archive. Another aspect of community involvement OneMar plans to explore is crowdsourcing. Unlike the National Library of Australia's spectacularly successful newspaper correction program, we think at this point that for OneMar this would focus more on the inclusion rather than correction of materials. This could include the addition of links to photographs, posters, flyers, newspaper and magazine reviews, bootleg recordings and other ephemera related to a performance of a particular work in the archive. It could also be an extremely valuable aid to identification of personnel in materials where this is unknown, through the use of techniques like tagging technology available to social media. The State Library of Western Australia has successfully implemented a pilot project of a similar nature with Storylines, a central access point for digitised heritage collections relating to Indigenous history in Western Australia. This project uses the Ara Igita software, a purpose-built platform developed in South Australia for the project of the same name, which allows the tagging and linking of a variety of materials, including video and audio, as well as public uploading. One of the earliest OneMar communications was the staging of a small exhibition at the State Library of Western Australia to coincide with the Totally Huge New Music Festival, which also incorporated the International Computer Music Conference. Both were held in Perth in August of this year. I had just commenced a temporary role as project officer for the Western Australian New Music Archive, and so I quickly attempted to familiarise myself with what materials in the State Library's collection might qualify for inclusion in digital form in OneMar. I located some posters of historical interest, some of which were uncatalogued. I also approached some local composers about the possibility of loaning materials for inclusion, which was also successful. As word spread, other offers were forthcoming, including a mid-1990s computer with music composing software that we were able to have running. I've just got a few photos from this exhibition that I'll show you. That's a local Peruvian guitarist, Eduardo Cosio, enjoying the computer. This is a cabinet devoted to Cathy Travers, who is a significant Western Australian composer. She started out as a quite brilliant concert pianist, but due to illness had to stop playing the piano and then took up accordion, which she used in an electroacoustic way with MIDI systems. She was also a rock musician at the same time as all of this, but she's done a lot of compositions for theatre and dance. So there's a score of hers there and some posters relating to performances. This is a cabinet devoted to Ross Bolitar, who I don't know if any of you have ever heard of. He's an internationally known composer who's probably most famous for using ruined pianos as a compositional tool. He first discovered a piano that had been left out in the desert and destroyed or semi-destroyed by wind and the weather, and has since become quite obsessed with the notion of using these and using the unique timbres that each ruined piano has as compositional tools. There's some lovely photos there, and he lent me that the big book that's open in the centre is one of his plan for one of his pieces. He's also written a book about teaching children how to improvise, and there's that's there, sort of in the State Library's collection and open on the side. And he insisted on including some of his CDs, and but I thought aesthetically the cassettes were more interesting. This is a sort of general cabinet relating to computer music in Australia, with a rather exciting piece of software that, a piece of equipment, I mean, that involves goggles. Yes, they are goggles there. This is a cabinet devoted to the Alaya Ensemble that Cathy Travers was also part of. The other members were Lindsay Vickery, who's a significant and well-known Western Australian composer who's actually on tour with Cat Hope, the leader of this project, in Italy performing John Cage works at the moment. This is devoted to... This is Evos, the company that developed Intertura New Music, and there's the two posters for the festivals of improvised music from 1985 and 1986 down on the left there. These are some other posters that for events that Evos staged. New Works for Keyboard is that was a performance involving Cathy Travers and Roger Smalley from the early 90s. The four programs to view is that's been really squashed. It's actually really long and very tall. It's, but John Rose was part of that. That's an opera composed by Lindsay Vickery. And, yeah, there's the computer I mentioned before. And it's running digital performer software. So that's just some give you some indication of what we're talking about. I'm hopeful that the composers who loaned material for this exhibition might agree further down the track to allow some of their material to be scanned for inclusion in the digital archive. In this manner, the One My exhibition was an important investment in the future of the archive as well as valuable promotion. And Ross Bolliter, who's the Ruin piano guy, actually wrote to me and said that he was very happy with the way he was represented in the exhibition, and he felt that, you know, he felt very positive about the whole experience. So I'm hoping that augurs well for the future. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is an important partner for One Ma as the national flagship for the kind of music that the archive represents. As the area of the ABC most closely aligned with the project, ABC Classic FM will also be making its own archive of Western Australian recordings, which are not currently or publicly accessible, available to One Ma for digitisation and inclusion in the archive through the connection with their Classic Amp Rewind project. And I've just been in Sydney last week going through their archives, which I found some lovely things. In this way, One Ma will access ABC material while supporting the ABC's goal of getting more archival material recorded and available online, as well as increasing Western Australian performance content for their broadcasts. The collection and long-term preservation of digital content poses challenges to formal intellectual property agreements. Original hard copy materials will not be gathered by the project, rather the database will point to their location and availability. The integration of an intellectual property framework within the archive to manage the complex rights inherent in the musical works and related materials is a vital part of the research, as it is crucial to achieve an appropriate balance between copyright owners and users. This is a topic of ongoing debate in legal and policy circles, and our research contributes to debates around copyright, copyleft, and Creative Commons approaches to artworks. The purpose of an archive, its subject matter, the manner in which it will acquire copies, as well as those who have access to the archive, from where and under what conditions, all come with copyright implications that are critical to determine. We are currently in the process of engaging a digital copyright expert to guide us through these complex processes. One response to these challenges will be the use of a powerful hardware infrastructure that can support streaming, video and sound so that materials are experienced direct from the archive rather than enabling downloading. But these issues are further complicated for One Ma by the fact that although our archive will be housed on and accessible through the State Library of Western Australia's website, the bulk of the material will not be from the State Library's collection. OneMar will provide digital access copies for research purposes, but the library does not own the material, or for that matter, the entire archive. The OneMar project is funded for 3 years, but what happens to this material at the end of 3 years when, as is looking increasingly likely, there is no money to pay a library staff member to maintain it? One way we are attempting to address this is by working with the State Library's Liaison Acquisition and Development section to formulate a collection development policy to ensure that at the end of 3 years, systems are securely locked in place to ensure the continued development and progress of the archive. These are questions that other institutions funded by competitive grants for finite periods are also facing, and I'm interested in hearing about these, how these issues are being handled elsewhere. OneMar addresses manifest gaps in national and international collections of new music. As these have been developed over the years, they have failed to include Western Australian new music at the depth and breadth required to understand and investigate the many interconnections between people, place, artwork, and shared experiences. The archive is more than a historical repository of new music and its supportive and peripheral elements, however. It is a curated collection which includes the capacity to influence the present and the future through the archive's commitment to performative research. As a result of this aspect of the project, new compositions and recovered artworks will be produced by research partner ABC Classic FM, informing the direction of new music while at the same time building OneMar's collection. Communication is at the heart of this project. It is core to the existence of a community of practice and to the constitution and development of such a community over the continuation and development of such a community over time. Relevant communication extends beyond the spoken and written to the experiential, shared non-verbal communication arising out of artistic engagement as new music audience members and participants, as well as composers and musicians. This project has the further benefit of making WA new music visible and according it appropriate importance, creating a dynamic which will attract the interest of people as yet unknown who will be moved to engage with the archive and possibly donate materials as yet unidentified. Although OneMar is in its early days and not yet publicly accessible, it has already raised a range of issues around copyright and definitions of relevance. New music is a complex and evolving art form, and the Western Australian New Music Archive recognises and celebrates this in its conception and ongoing construction. Thanks.
A linkage project, I think.
Right. So is it over like 3 years?
Yes.
Or like
it's been a very. It's a very. I won't bore you with the details, but yeah, very complex, convoluted process.
Yes.
I've come in very late on the end of, actually.
Right. Okay. I'm really interested. As you might have, I don't know whether you were here yesterday, but
yes, I was. Yeah.
So we had a similar.
Yeah.
Of these sorts of digital repositories for cultural material. And I'm just interested in hearing more about what plans you're making with the, is it the State Library that's got some development program that you might be able to key into?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're working on exactly that right now. And in consultation with the, do you know the Australian Music Centre?
Yeah, okay.
So we've been working... although they're not officially involved, John Davis from the Australian Music Centre has been very, you know, helpful offering advice. And also the National Film and Sound Archive as well. But we were very strongly advised to proceed in such a way that we built, at the time we were actually sort of creating the archive, we made allowance for a way out as well. So that if, in the worst case scenario, the State Library was no longer able to maintain it for some reason, that it wasn't so embedded in their systems that it was the material was unable to be removed. So we're looking at ways of doing all that now, and it is quite early stages still, and we haven't actually made decisions about what sort of software we're going to use. And so yeah, I'm very interested in what, I'm sure other people have faced this sort of thing as well.
I just wondered if you could say a little bit more about the decisions that you've made about what kind of content will be included, because new music since 1970 could, in one sense, be everything that's been done since 1970 in Western Australia, but I got the impression from what you said earlier that you wouldn't be necessarily including every advertising jingle.
It's new music as meaning experimental music, not new as in newly created.
Right, so
I mean, this is a sort of like accepted term.
Yes.
For
I'm just wondering how that works, because some people, presumably when they compose in a, if you like, traditional style, they still regard it as being new, so that wouldn't be included in
We're being sort of quite broad about it. For instance, a composer like Roger Smalley, who probably regarded as a sort of more traditional classical composer, because he's not sort of recreating 19th century string music, or you know, he's experimenting, but within that sort of genre, for want of a better way to put it. And he had quite close connections, like John Rose, in the way that I was sort of talking about, with the experimental community. So he was involved in the music department at the University of Western Australia, which had an experiment. It had an electronic music studio in the 70s. So he was involved in, you know, not a narrow field of music. Does that make sense, sort of?
But I guess these are quite difficult decisions to make, because presumably there are composers who you aren't including but who would think that they ought to be under the heading of new music. Or hasn't this come up as an issue?
Not really yet. I mean, at the moment we've got a body of material that has been digitised by Tura that is going to form the initial part of the archive. And if we just get that up and running and are able to add to it later, that will fulfil the requirements of the grant. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, there's going to be decisions. But when it comes down to it, we'd probably be in favour of including it rather than not, you know. I mean, we're not going to say, no, you can't.
Maybe a follow-up question to that is that the goal in the long term that composers would submit their own work for depository. I mean, it sounds like initially your group is kind of seeking out existing historical recordings and so forth. But is the goal that eventually it'll be a kind of depositing situation?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with books and printed material, there's a legal deposit, which means that, you know, like every book that's published in Western Australia, a copy has to be lodged with the library. So, I mean, one of the things we'd like to do is look at whether we could do something like that with music as well. But then, again, we're talking, that's the things that have been commercially released, and a lot of this material hasn't. It's like, it's films of performances and things like that. So there's even more sort of complex copyright issues involved in that. And I was very interested in your discussion of how you manage those issues, and that's something we're going to have to do when we work out exactly what it is we're doing, is approach people individually with you know, what they're happy with and what they're not. Yes, I've just been there last week.
Yes.
Yep, going through there.
That's great.
Why do you ask particularly?
I was going to ask you, but then your question, your answer is that you were interested in experimental music, whereas they're more interested in the new classical music. So.
Well, see, we would include that within that. Yeah.
We have
probably have time for one more short question.